this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
I want us to open our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 64. We read from verse 1 to verse 4. Isaiah chapter 64, from verse 1 to verse 4. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. Can we say that the nations may tremble at thy presence? Please say it louder, please, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When thou these terrible things, which we looked not for, thou camest down, the mountains flowed down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither have the eyes seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Heavenly Father, as we go into your word, open our eyes to see you. Step into our matter. Confirm your word in the life of everybody. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. The title of the exhortation tonight is, O Lord, rend the heavens. O Lord, rend the heavens. Why is it important for God to rend the heavens? Let me submit to us very quickly. Whatever good thing, whatever achievement you are going to have on earth, it starts from the heavens. It starts from God in the heavens. You want to marry, it must have taken place under God's authority in heaven. Now, there's a point we get to. We are dissatisfied. We are dissatisfied. A point of no return. And we say, God, if you don't do it, the world will laugh at me. If you don't do it, men will mock me. I want to pray for you. Men will not mock you. For somebody whose amen will be loud, men will rejoice with you. I said men will rejoice with you in the name of Jesus. So we only want to beseech God that God will show up. For somebody here, the Almighty God will show up. Now when we say God rend the heavens, we are saying God, you yourself, do what no man can do. How big is the heavens? And then the prophet said, I know you can do this impossible thing. Like a paper, you can tear open the heavens. And I know for somebody here tonight, the heavens will open wide upon you in the name of Jesus. So what happens when God opens the heavens? Let me quickly say some things. Number one, the unexpected, the unthinkable, the unimaginable happens. Can we say the unexpected? It will not just happen, it will happen with ease. For somebody here, it will happen with ease. I said for you, it will happen with ease. I said for you, it will happen in ease in the name of Jesus. Number two, what happens when God shows up? When God rends the heavens. Number two, your adversaries, they become God's adversaries. Can you say with me, my adversaries? Say it louder. My adversaries have become God's adversaries. And do you know the meaning of that? There will be no room for dialogue. There will be no room for repentance. God will say, I have come to judge. And I see God judging your adversaries in the name of Jesus. Number three, when God shows up, when the heavens are open, the presence of God swallows every mountain. Can we say the presence of God? See, I am looking at the next 1 year. The testimonies that we will record in Shiloh 2024, you will share for the next 1 year. I said you will share for the next 1 year. It will keep coming and coming and coming and coming and coming in the mighty name of Jesus. I've not shared this with my father, God's servant. He stood here, and one day in one of the Moriahs, he said, God is going to do something. God is going to supply something that is very big. It's something you are not expecting. And I caught the word. I said, yes, sir. Amen. People of God, with nobody conversing, I don't know how you will take this. How easy it is to get government contract. And here somebody calls me. Hello? Hello? I said, yes, sir. He said, can I come over to the office? Kings and queens will serve you. Yeah. Beloved, I didn't know what's calling. But by the time I got to secretariat, and I mentioned the name, they say, ah, Oga Ledarukoye. And I would, Oga won. And then I don't want to say too much. But when God came through, I told a senior colleague, we pay one for any share of your state. He said, company kon le sise yen. O ye ko je group of companies. I want to pray for you. Miracles bigger than you. Miracles bigger than your capacity. Miracles bigger than your expectation. On this exalted mountain, the Lord shall deliver to you in the name of Jesus. The Lord shall deliver to you in the name of Jesus. My time is almost up, but let me share this. On a fateful afternoon in Tether Hall, I was laying on the bed expecting sleep to come. And then I knew right there and then that somebody entered the room. And then the person entered and came with a candlelight. I was feeling, I couldn't see, but I was feeling the effect. And that was how the journey of several months began. I started going from one hospital to the other. People of God, I couldn't sleep again. So the device, what I now decided to do, I will use Valium in the afternoon. I will sleep. And then in the evening, when everybody is at, everybody is sleeping, I will remain awake. I'll be playing keyboard. I want to pray. Ogun to gonu loju e. Ogun to gonu loju e. Ogun loju e. From tonight, you will not find it again. The presence of God will swallow it up in the name of Jesus. People of God, then Brianka knows our house. Then this thing lingered for many months, for several months. And then one evening, Muajade, one ton generator, Muni Olorun eleyi ti su mi. O ti su mi, I can't go on like this. Father, take this thing back to the sender. Take it back to the sender. Take it back to the sender. And I was shouting like that for a few minutes. Beloved, after that moment, I didn't know when the battle disappeared. I want to pray for somebody. The strangers that have tormented you, I say, as the Lord lives, you shall find them no more in the name of Jesus. You shall find them no more in the name of Jesus Christ. Maybe it will help you. Let me share this testimony to the glory of God. You know, God has been, from the first day, I am very convinced, from the first day of Shiloh, that many people that the world is calling barren, they will be happy mothers of children. In the name of Jesus. But please, like we saw in the play, Satan will say no, but you will insist. What God has said, that is what you will experience in the name of Jesus. So we went for pastor's conference at the Redemption Camp. We were at Glory Tabernacle, I was the choir leader. And after playing the keyboard, I went, and the person that was leading the praise worship had been delayed for about 7 years. And this person confided in me and said, Brother Anu, that's what they call me. Brother Anu. She might pay or call me okay, erection. You know, when a woman is saying that about her husband, what did they be? So I said, don't worry, the Lord will settle you. But that day, as she finished, she was still rounding off. She was saying, we worship you, Lord. We worship you. I have led the keyboard, and I was standing to sit down, and my eyes were open, and I saw a girl. And the Lord opened his camera, and he said, look at the girl. Look at the cheeks. Look at the cheeks. Look at the cheeks. And the Lord said, tell her that I have given her a daughter. Beloved, and when you say prophet, be and that you are. But I had to say it. Tori Mori. Mujekini Mori. And I told her, I said, God said he has blessed you with a daughter. To cut the long story short, a few months after, she said, Brother, I know it don't happen. I am pregnant. But the contention came. He said, I have gone to the hospital. They said there is nothing there. And I got angry in my spirit. Sister Lizzie. I wasn't praying. In the next 2.5 minutes, I want you to pray. On my behalf. Say louder. On my behalf. God of heaven, show up. Let me see you. Let the world know that you are God. Begin that prayer in the name of Jesus. On my behalf, Father, let me see you. Let the world know that you are God. Let the world know that you are God. Let the world know that you are God. In the name of Jesus. On my behalf, Father, show up. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Please, I want you to pray as if you will never pray again. I want you to pray like somebody who has been pushed to the wall. I want you to pray like somebody who has no other alternative. I want you to pray like somebody who will die if God does not show up. Say with me, my God and my Father, show up in your power. Let your mercy prevail over my situation. Shall we begin to pray? Let your mercy prevail over my situation. Let your mercy prevail over my situation. Father, let your mercy prevail over my situation in the name of Jesus. Father, let your mercy prevail in Jesus' name. We are prayed. Sorry, my time is almost up, but I want you to pray. The kind of miracle that had never happened in my father's house. The kind of miracle that had never happened in my mother's house. Father, start with me. Today, start with me. Shall we begin to pray? Father, start with me. The kind of miracle that had never occurred in my father's house. Lord, let it start with me in the name of Jesus. Lord, let this start with me. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Yesterday, as I was praying towards this meeting, I was hearing somebody's name. Toyosi, 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 Toyosi. Whoever that Toyosi is, God said I should tell you that he has settled your matter in the name of Jesus. Whether the person is watching online or is on ground, I see you coming back here within the next 2 weeks to share testimonies in the name of Jesus. The last prayer. Father, express your mercy and your grace in my life. Do you know the meaning of that? Infallible prose. God will prove that he alone is the merciful God. Open your mouth and say, Father, my Father, express your grace and mercy in my life. Shall we begin to pray? Thank you.
Masonto bene rado saprele do hombra usti. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Once again, I stand to make this declaration wherever you are. Your peace is already secured.
Amen.
That all over the world, they will hear your voice.
Amen.
If you believe it, shout another thunderous
amen. Amen.
Let's jam our hand together for the Lord Jesus Christ. And let's be seated briefly. My pastor, thank you, sir. Mommy, thank you, sir. Once again, the pastors in the house, and I celebrate the whole church. The Lord will strengthen you in Jesus' name. I want to give a brief charge, a very brief charge, just to prepare us for the message, for the word. And since it is infallible proof, I want to say maybe three things, just 3 points, just like a charge. And let me read from the book of Acts chapter 3, if we can draw that 3 points from there. From verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the 9th hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. I want us to look at these 3 things. I love it in the book of Mark chapter 9. They said unto Jesus, because before his arrival, they were all struggling to cast out a demon. And the father said unto Jesus, Master, you were not around, but we thought something positive possible would happen. And little did they know that if he was not there, nothing else would be there. If he was not around, then nobody would be around. If the presence of Christ was not noticeably observed, nothing will happen. And grievous. Then they said, did the parents see? So that means the depth of the problem must have been so serious that they were tracing iniquities to fathers and grandparents beforehand. But I love what Jesus said. He said, no, nobody sinned. But this one was kept so that the glory of God can be seen. You see the proof? That there are certain cases that they are left just because God wants to prove a case. You see the number one reason for infallible proof? To promote the glory of God. To bring the glory of God. Stop crying. Your problem is for God to prove himself. If you don't have that problem, the devil will not know God exists, and people will not also know God exists. So it is your problem that announces God. It is your problem that reveals God. If we have the war without problem, nobody will serve him. Nobody will serve him. Nobody. In fact, the summary of the scripture is God's intervention in human problems. Who sinned? Jesus said, no, it is not a sin problem. I want to show my glory. So I left him to be blind. So the same power that brought Abraham 50 years of barrenness, he could solve it that day. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, God did not need 50 years. God was not warming up to handle a problem's case. God did not need retreat to handle Abraham's case. And God did not need to fast to handle Abraham's case. I will give you a child. He had the power to be just at the time he was saying it. So he did not need 20 years to give Abraham a child. But he wanted you to see that the longer the problem, the better the glory. That is what he wanted you to see. He said, 50 years, the body is there. He said, the better. 50 years, Sarah has become a man. He said, the better. 50 years, menopause. He said, the better. Because it is the worst of the devil that reveals the greatest height of God. So they said, Jesus, during Lazarus, why did you come late? He said, I never came late. He said, why didn't you send the one? He said, no. He said, this is the best time to come when there will never be any argument about the miracle. The Bible says everybody knew God did this. Please, if the problem is taking 5 years, be jumping. 10 years, be jumping. Because the worst the case, the best of God you will see. He said unto Mary, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. So number one, the real reason why there is a need for infallible proof, your problem reveals God. We don't know God, we can locate him from your challenges. That is why, one of the reasons. He said, Lazarus will come forth, then they will believe you sent me. Without this proof, nobody will hardly believe that God has sent him. So why do we need infallible proof? It's to reveal the glory of God. Your case, your situation, and your challenge. Number two, why do we need the glory of God? Why do we need infallible proof? There are certain things in life God wants to disgrace silver and gold. Silver and gold have I known. Silver and gold have I known. We have that belief that money can solve all problems. And God wants to tell you that where I am, I'm a God over mammon. So when the man was lame and was by that temple, they were giving him money. He needed leg. They were giving him money. He wanted to join them. They were giving him money. He too wanted to go to the house. Because he was limping, he was jumping, he was praising God. That was what he wanted to do. So at times what people need is leg, but you are giving them money. But what you cannot give is that thing you don't have. And what he needs is not what you are giving. So at times, God wants to tell the wisdom, the wise men, God wants to tell the richest men, God wants to show to you that at times in life, your silver and gold cannot solve the problem. He wants to place the name of Jesus above every other thing. That is infallible proof. The name of Jesus. The name, he said, what I have, I give unto you in the name of Jesus. And what I have to give to you is exactly what you need. This is the second reason for infallible proof. That the name of Jesus you are calling the same yesterday, today, and forever. One, he wants to glorify himself. Two, he wants to glorify that name of Jesus. Don't forget. If you are still calling the name of Jesus and things are not happening, that means you are not conscious of that name, or you don't believe that name, or you don't trust that name. And this is the third point. The Bible says, and they set them in their midst. They set them in their midst, and they asked them, by what power and by what name did you do this? Every proof brings you out. Every proof, every testimony, every problem solved, every demon that will disappear, they do one thing. They submitted to them. You need three reasons. One, number one, your case needs proof for God's glory. Number two, there is a need for that proof to show that the name of Jesus is potent, mighty, and powerful. Number three, that is the only way you can command respect. Hear this, and Baba will come up. We went to Benin Republic, Ori Ketu and Ori J. I led them to the place in our school. In Ori Ketu, we divided ourselves into five groups. We moved from Towe, Ikwile, Kwedepo, Abadago, and Gaume. Those were three serious villages in that place. So I will take a night in Gaume. Adetiloye will take a night in Kwedepo. B will take a night in another one. Then we move around like that. So while I was Gaume, they phoned me, they called me, they sent people to me that there is a serious case in Gaume. What? There was serious persecution. They didn't allow them. So I stood throughout the night. I prayed throughout the night because of the challenges they said would be out there. So I thought they were joking. They were not joking. When I got to Gaume, it was open air crusade. While I was talking, they were shouting. While I was talking, they were bugging, they were mocking. It got to a point, they were throwing echo jije. One le ko mami, enti o le ko mami, one lokuta, enti o lokuta, one da yepe, enti o da yepe. Me ma finish ye, ma say Jesus is Lord. Ah, I can never forget in my life whether I was having bi kile yipu kin ko sinu le kile yen gbe mi. It was like that. The mockery was serious. So one man was tall. The man would be almost 6 feet two. He wore this, you know the film, Blade. Wesley Snipers. He wore it like that. Then he came, he moved in front of the podium, that podium, with cigarettes. He removed the cigarette. My mother said, Jesus is Lord. How many of you have that? Just send Jesus into your life. When you accept power, power will come. He removed cigarette like this. True life story. God is here. He removed the cigarette. Then he blew it on my face. Lord, he put it. Publicly, the choir stopped singing. But he delayed me. Interpreter couldn't interpret anymore. Then, you know, everybody began to laugh. All the people listening, they were laughing. They were bugging me. The mockery was heavy. And I kept quiet. I didn't say anything. I was just looking at the situation of things. Suddenly, they brought that girl, the boy. They called the boy Damilola. The boy grew in their midst. So he was deaf and dumb for 20 solid years. They knew him. They knew that case. So they brought that boy. And they brought the boy to me on pulpit. What a public disgrace. They brought the boy. They said, this boy is dumb and deaf. He has not been speaking for past 20 years. You have to pray. Let's see if your God can do this thing. And you know, I say, ha. I say, to read Jesus to be born again, my first okay, say Jesus to him. Just accept Jesus as your personal Lord. God, don't hit anybody. Don't mind. Come here. You are a sinner. Inti mobile on here. Ekilo ti kame kan. Enti ole sorrow. Enti ole go. Inje koni mobile. So you know what I did? I'm telling you the sincere truth. There was no faith in me to even heal malaria. Talk less of deaf and dumb. Need to make a salary. Need delay, Baba. Go salary. Need delay. So what I did? I said, it's okay. I said, do you choir? Do you have enough boldness to keep on singing? They said, we will try. I said, God bless you. I try. So I held that boy. They gave us one ought like this. You know, one atibaba. There they give us water, then our Bible before going to do. So two things. I was taking that boy to that place because it's an exit plan. When I get to that ought, mufek babesa loni. That was my intention. God sees my heart. Because that pulpit was already hot. The insult was there. The disgrace was there. I was not ready for any other disgrace. Exit plan modern learning here. But I said, let me even try and say one or two prayers. Honorably. And then I heard a voice in my heart saying, I should put these two fingers here. I should put these two hands here. That instruction was coming and I was following. And I did. I was speaking in tongues. I was shouting in the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
adu ati mo ngba ati nti mo nro ko jora won.
But this God is faithful. I was the boy wanted to emi ro fe fede for me. Because I was saying, somebody who has not been speaking before, then where will he get the speaking in tongues? So I opened my mouth. I said, speak it, let it flow, let it come. For you to know that I never believed he will ever speak. I said, let it come, flow. Mariba Sunday, speak it in tongues, hallelujah. It was the last hallelujah that I said, the guy repeated hallelujah with me. Stand here. Before the presence of God, I stand before the Lord, I saw it loud and clear. The boy was shouting, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. In fact, for me to believe, kokololo, it was straight sand and neat. Ah! Proof is good. Proof is the demand. Proof is the answer. You need it. You can't do without it. Ah! For the first time, the scripture became real. I said, wow, this is what I have been reading. And my God, mon yon long to ba ti e se mi ma ba ile iku. I heard the boy's answer like this. My countenance change, my movement change, my idea change, my speech change, my confidence came, courage came. What are you talking about? All of them together, I looked at them. Oh, Juba Iloma. Lawon ton le okuta mami. The video is still there. The history is still there with the end time army. Of what I'm telling you. I held the boy by my hand. I climbed the pulpit with honor. I was walking. I was smiling. Honor my to die, Larry. Honor my to die, Larry. Honor my to fall. I held the boy like this. I was walking. And when it's happening, they will know. Mokoripe, they kept quiet. Because I was no longer timid. I was, everything here. I motioned to them. I did not even talk. I said, "Dakeke pae no mo." Bubu won de dake. Mo ni, "Now you will know. Now you will know that Jesus is alive. That Jesus is more. That Jesus is a miracle worker. That Jesus can do it." Then I now say, my Jesus. I said, everybody. Then I asked the boy, Dami. I said, tell them, Jesu. Allah knew they're alone. I'm about to feel my debut clear. Only Jesu. Hallelujah. Jesu. Hear this. The old grand, the noise changed. One Jew Okutale, one Jew Igole, Bogbonton Jew Mami, non Jule. They couldn't believe it. This is the interesting part. The tall man, the same way he walked to blow smoke my face, he went again like that. He was coming. The first thing he did, he removed his cap, he threw it away. Only a Pabuku Kalobai. Ojo opa yen le e to bo to fi da bi ranger bi kan pe to fi yen o bo yen na o bo le o de doba le tan o ni ejo tori olohun e dariji mi o ni ejo e dariji mi. You need proof. Stretch forth your hand towards this place. Before you step out of this place, they will hear, they will know you serve a living God. I have seen so many of God's hand in different dimensions. But that one till today has not left my memory. I wanted today. Maybe on that, I decided to go to full time. But I said, Lord, I will not deny that I did not see this. I said to God, while I was praying, Muni, ameto ofi rami, iyano to ofi mahimi, ma ba scripture ye wole. Muni, I will find out the depth of the name that is in Christ. Not be healed by a medical doctor, written off case. And I sense the same anointing here now, just like it was that day. Just like it was that day. That if you are bold to scream amen, I sense the same unction. I sense the same power. The apostle says, not our power, not by our holiness, did this man walk. Not by our power, not by our holiness, did this man walk. He said, but he has glorified Jesus. I stand to pray. I stand to prophesy. Whatever the case may be, whatever the case may look like, ranging from health to finance, from business to global manifestation, whatever your desire is, if that amen can come out seven times, I stand. Father, if it is true that miracle happened, and I did not lie, and I did not exaggerate, if truly it happened, 1990, and government, if truly it happened, I say, Lord, I stand on that, and I speak to her, shouting, amen, in less than 72 hours, your miracle will reach you.
Would you lift your voice and begin to decree what you want to see in your life? Just receive your own miracle now. The power of God is here. The presence of God is here. Begin to receive. Raise your voice and shout, I receive my healing. I receive my deliverance. I receive my breakthrough. Begin to receive. Endra ya grene sota praya labara. Embra lo susa parate keleberosa. Endra ya lo prenegerebosa. Centra ya le prenegesusa. Somebody receive. I receive. I receive. Walobo susa pa yelegebesuta ya labaraba. There is no impossibility with God. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Can I hear a triumphant amen?
Amen.
I was privileged to be in the same fellowship, in the same executive body with God's servant Pastor Yinka Oshuolade. I have told you here humorously. Now listen, one of the reasons why God will do infallible proofs in your life is because of his mercy. Somebody shout mercy.
Mercy.
Let me shout it again. Mercy.
Mercy.
Someone one more time shout it very loud. Mercy.
Mercy.
Not by our holiness, not by our righteousness, but by the mercy of God, that the name of his son might be magnified. And I have been privileged to see God in the same school, to see God doing some great things in the life and through the ministry of this great servant of God. Hallelujah. I've seen so many things in Pastor Yinka's life. And just as he shared with us, and that is the plain truth, he just told you he didn't believe that God could do those things. He didn't believe. I've seen a dead child raised back to life. I have told you, I didn't believe. It was a mosque. The house was beside our house in N3/637, Iriakari Street, in Elende, Ibadan. A child died, and they were digging the grave. And my brother and mentor, Brother Femi Akintunde, great man, and he said to me, Olu, that's my name, in case you don't know, I'm Olu Yemi. Let's go and pray for that boy. So I said, but Femi, won't you tiku? He said, you're right. They were digging grave behind our house. No fence, we were digging grave. But Femi, imagine, Lord. It was Femi that invited me to fellowship the day I gave my life to Christ. He forced me to fellowship. He was teaching me mathematics. I stopped attending math class from Form 3. And I was going to write YX. So he forced me. He asked me one simple question. Base. You know base? I didn't know. Whenever I said, my mom worried me, Lord, you must study me, you need mass. So he was forcing me to. So he now took me to fellowship. So he said, let's go. I said, don't let us go. Let's go. Elijah was a very tough man. So, my Lord. So I followed him, and he told them, give me the child. So I stood just like Pastor Yinka by the door. Brother Femi was praying. I did not close my eyes. Neither did I say amen. Because I didn't have faith enough to see that child come back. He was dead. They were digging the grave. So Brother Femi was praying gently. And then he said, Jesus, glorify yourself. Glorify yourself. Honor your name, Jesus. Baba Hawa Boru Koyiga. Adoru Koyiga. Adoru Koyiga. Adoru Koyiga. Song again, because Baba will glorify himself again tonight. Let me finish that testimony. But I felt he was praying and I was not saying amen. Suddenly, somebody say, suddenly, the dead boy sneezes and he peed on the mother and everybody, and I screamed, amen. The amen I didn't say before. I saw it, I believe. Now, this is where I'm going. You are here. This passage you read, it was a condition of birth. You are here tonight, or maybe online. There is a condition that you were born with. Only you know, maybe only you know, maybe others know. But there is a condition you were born with. The same God who cured that boy in Gahome, the same God who brought that boy back to life, is here to show his infallible proofs in your life. If you have any case, anything you were born with, please step out here. Close your eyes, everybody. There is a situation you were born with. Step out here. No, maybe nobody knew about it. I'm waiting. Nakuatasa, Ketanua Kataya, Ekaratoso, Paraketelebe, Lesuta Payale Gerebedebo, Inabayaba. Now let's go. Baba, what Boru call ye gown?
Boru call ye gown.
Yeah.
you have promised. You are the glorious God, Alakara.
Alakara.
You are the mighty.
You are the mighty God. And he not be too.
You
are the glorious God.
Alakara.
Alakara.
You are the mighty God.
You are the mighty God.
And he not
be too. You are the glorious God.
You are the miracle worker. Come and do a miracle today. Come and do a miracle today. Miracle worker,
miracle worker.
Hey,
you are the miracle worker.
Come and do,
a miracle today.
Your faith and say amen. As God's servants pray, and we pray for the Lord to manifest himself in the lives and the situations of his children.
I break every chain.
Upon your life.
It will break every chain.
Yes, so come back to me.
Yes. Yes.
Power. Let it go. In the mighty name of Jesus. Authority. Authority. Jesus. Authority. In the name of Jesus. I break power. I break every power. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. Yes, you are healed. You are healed. You are healed. In the name of Jesus. You are healed. In the name of Jesus. Oh, some devil who said,
hallelujah.
You are healed in the name of Jesus. You are healed. Isakaba, Isakaba, Ruba, Ruba, Isakaba, Ruba, 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 Ruba. Yes, yes. Healing, healing, healing. In the name of Jesus. Yes, you are here. I send the word. I speak the word. I command healing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing. In the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Authority is going. Power is going. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Many things have happened now. And it's happening in your life. And it's happening in your life. The name that God magnified was the name of His Son Jesus.
Yes.
Wherever you are now, online, on ground, those in the front, you will shout that name, Jesus, and don't stop. If your breath stops, start it all over again. That is the name. Peter said, if we be asked this day concerning this important man who was made whole, be it known unto you that by the name of Jesus and through faith in his name, this man stands strong before you. Who you know? Are you ready? For your sake and for the sake of everyone in front and for the sake of those online, you will shout that name. Jesus. It is that name that works great wonders and miracles. Are you ready?
Yes.
Somebody shout, Jesus!
Jesus! Jesus! Jesus! Jesus! Jesus! Jesus! Jesus! Jesus!
Yes, 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 yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes,
yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes,
Jesus,
Jesus,
shouting,
Jesus,
keep shouting,
Jesus,
Jesus,
keep shouting,
Jesus,
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 keep shouting,
Jesus,
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 Jesus.
Jesus,
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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
wait a minute. God is here. Wait. There is something about this song. Let me share with you a small testimony. This is the way the Holy Ghost wanted this meeting to go. Let me share a little testimony. My son, trusting God for the fruit of the womb. This man is singing. Trusting God for the fruit of the womb. And one day, he brought his wife to my house and said, sir, I brought your daughter, I'm tired. She's crying again. Trusting God for how many years then? 8 years of waiting. Then I said, and it was a Wednesday. Today is Wednesday. Yes, so I said, I have prayed. I have prayed for this lady. I had prophesied. I had laid hands. I had laid mantle. I had, you know, get on impartation. I have asked her to walk me. So I said, okay, what do I do? And it was a Wednesday. I was dressed. So I said, follow me to my prayer room. This is one of my prayer altars. This is one of what? My prayer altars. So as she followed me, it was in the attic of my house. I was singing that song. You remember? And as she was saying, Irodidu, Lori Sera, wait, oh, Oru Kodi Donia, Kiloku, oh, Rito, don't you, Loni, Be, Jesu, Jesu, Jesu. As we were singing, the staircase to my prayer room what do you call this? Tyra, Spira. So as I entered into the prayer room, we were saying, Jesus, Jesus. As I stepped in, as this young lady stepped into that room, the power of God in the name of Jesus took her, carried her, swung her, hit the ground, and she was truly, what am I to do again? So the Holy Ghost did it himself, as he's doing it himself now.
Yes.
Yeah, you missed a chance of shouting that amen now.
Yes. Amen.
And the Holy Ghost, she was in the hand of the Holy Ghost. So I called, God has detained your wife. Oh, you stay. Me, I'm going. Whenever the Holy Ghost, I'm not the one that. So the Holy Ghost, few months after, he was at the Shiloh meeting like this.
On a Wednesday.
I think my sister was around. And my wife were in my office. The wife just grabbed me. You know the way your daughter just grabbed your hand? That, come inside office. So she grabbed my hand, so I was wondering. Come inside office. Then she gave me a paper and threw herself on me, and she was weeping. Dr. Olagbuju made her weep. He just did the test at the medical stand and confirmed she was pregnant. Apart from those who are here, if you are so trusting God, stay where you are. Let your hand be on your tummy as we sing this song. Shall I Jesus ti momo yi? Jesu ti emi yi? Mo te la la pa nshan pa? Mo te la de yi? Mo ba won mu gbo? Mo ba won we ni dandaru? Mo ba won jaba gigba? Mo ba won chance eyan? Sugba momo Jesu ton yi gba akoko ati aye ati ipe eda pada. Momo Jesu, the man who went about doing good, healing all those who were oppressed. Lift up your hands, everybody.
Jesu, abadidaro, ororemu nilaraja, ago si Jesu, irodidu, lori se.
Oh my God. Are you ready? He's here. He's here. Stay where you are. Close your eyes. Let her be silent. Thank you. Let her be silent. Let her be silent. See, he's here. He's moving around now and he's touching. Let her be silent. Only when he touches you. Is touching. He's touching. Yes. It's just touching people. It's touching. He's touching. He's rearranging things. He's turning things around. Oh my God. 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 Watch out for that lady. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Watch out. It's a Zabala. Chasata. Ela Quata Shata. Ela Quata Shata. Yebota Suta Patusa Puta Tusa. Eskata Puta. Yeah, watch out. Oh, somebody watch out for that lady there.
Elabasu, a touch. He is the only one permitted to touch you, and he's touching you now. He's touching you now. Oh my God. He's healing that infirmity. Kinika deba o. Onto deba o. Owo Olorun mu kuro bayi o. Oh my God. Whatever came upon you, maybe it came in through the dream. It came in through what you heard. The hand of God removes it now. Bring her here. Balotasa, again, whatever came suddenly upon you, bring her here. Yeah. Lose her, let her go. Bring her here. Leave her.
In the
name of Jesus.
Lisa.
Let her go. At the shout of this amen, shout it and keep quiet. In no wombs are opening, doors are opening, chains are breaking. Again, chains are breaking, curses are being removed. Negative verdicts have been canceled. Insomnia is terminated. Dementia is cured. Barrenness is cured. Cancer is canceled. Terminal diseases are terminated. In the name of Jesus. I see some chains on your legs, chains slowing you down, are removed now.
Yes, bani kali de kombro to pasile de give capes in the handi. General to be ale pura de bere cambre de barusti. A true dovelene foro palinda canary and
Sambrobo.
Someone, you are here. You are due for a promotion in the office.
Oh my God.
For exactly 3 years now, you have been struggling with it and they have not given you.
So
you are qualified, you are due, but certain forces and certain power, they are not giving you access to the next level. Hear what the Lord is saying now. That before this convention is over, before this Shiloh encounter is over,
you.
This is what the Lord is saying. You will assume your seat. I'm saying it again. You will assume your seat. There is a crying mother here because your son is involved in drug and you have not been bold to say it out. You've been battling with it. It's been on, and it's been very difficult for your son to leave or to go off the drug. Here I'm saying unto you, as the Lord of hosts is saying it, before you depart from this place, there will be divine intervention. I'm saying it again, there will be divine intervention. There's someone here who has been experiencing your consistent, the courtship will break. You re-engage again, the courtship will break. It's not going for, there will be a promising husband. They will come around. They will know your parents. You will have taken it to a point, but before you know it, there's a disappointment. This is what the Lord is saying. I should tell you that this one will last. You are not hearing it, that this one will last. And that all cases of back pain in this place, back pain from your head, spinal cord, down to the back. This is what the Lord is saying. I should tell you that immediately after this service, you will look for it and you will not see it anymore. There is an instruction of the Lord to a woman here. Please do not leave your husband. You have concluded, you have made up your mind that the marriage is over. Please do not leave your husband. There's a manipulation in the spiritual world for you to leave so that they can isolate him to really finish him. Please do not leave your husband. I stand to say to you and to pray, before this Shiloh encounter is over, you are getting a new man.
Amen.
I'm saying it again, you are getting a new man.
Amen.
And someone is here, you have been writing an exam consistently, but you have not been coming forth successfully. It's a professional exam. You've been writing it, and you've been crying, and you have been asking the Lord. But you find out that it's over, and then you pick it up again, and it looks as if you are not making a significant progress. It's like you write, and you are now fed up. You are totally discouraged and tired. Hear what the Lord is saying. I should tell you, the siege is over.
Yeah.
That this exam you are writing is the one that will make you the best.
Yeah.
And you will never write it again.
Yeah.
I pray to all here in this hall, wherever you are, if you are bold to say amen, before this program is over, there's going to be a spectacular testimony in your hand.
And so shall it be. In the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Shout amen 3 times.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda UA Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you, real good.